friends. I'm your host, Erin Port, and welcome to the Simple Purposeful Living Podcast. Life can be overwhelming and busy, so once a week, I invite you to join me, and together we will make simple tweaks to uncomplicate the hard parts of our life so we can spend more time doing what we love. You don't have to overhaul your life to love it, so let's get started. Welcome back, friends. We are in week two of our month-long series in sharing tiny tweaks that have the power to simplify, streamline, and succeed in the new year. Last week, in episode 35, we talked about setting up a winning game plan for your week with a few key tweaks like meal planning, sketching out a weekly plan, and creating an effective to-do list. Be sure to go back and listen to that episode if you haven't yet. We are officially flipped the calendar and in our 2024 era. Today, we're going to be talking about goals. If you've been a member of our community for any length of time, you know I regularly set monthly goals. We even sell a You Got This goal-setting notepad in our shop because I truly believe that what gets measured gets done. So since it's that time of year again, everyone is talking about setting new goals and resolutions. I'm going to get on the bandwagon too and share some simple tweaks and tips for you to set goals in the new year. I believe they're going to help you simplify, streamline, and succeed. The whole premise of this series. So on average, 50% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. That's one in every two people. So 50% of you listening right now have New Year's resolutions that you've already set. And most of them centered around improved health. Unfortunately, most of these resolutions will never be met. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. There's like real life statistics around this, so hang with me. 85% of people will not keep their New Year's resolutions. Some of the most successful people in life do set goals. So how does that work? If we don't know where we're going, we don't know when we're going to get there, right? Goal setting is one of the best ways to make a roadmap of where you want to go and gives you an action plan for how you're going to get there. We only get one life, and I love to set personal and professional goals so I can live my life with purpose and intention. At the beginning of every year, and then again every month, I sit down and reflect on the last year, the last month, what went well, what didn't go well, what's working, what's not working, where do I want to go in the new year, where do I want to be 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years down the road, what's going to matter to me. This really helps me kind of prioritize and set my vision. And then I brainstorm specific goals in those areas that are going to kind of help me set the tone or set the trajectory of going that direction. Last year, I set out to walk more. And I just looked at the stats from 2022 and 2023. And I was so encouraged to find this statistic. So cool. I literally walked 1,000 more steps every day last year on average. Quite literally, every simple step led to purposeful progress. How cool is that, right? And I had that goal to walk more and more every month last year. And just really cool to see how over time, those goals led me to where I wanted to go. And here's the thing, we oftentimes don't give those goals enough time to find success. James Clear in the book Atomic Habits talks about a melting ice cube. Like if you set an ice cube on the counter, it's melting, but you cannot see any physical change. And then over time, it's going to start to make a little bit of a puddle, right? But it takes a while for you to see visual change. And it's the hard part is the in-between, right? So I'm going to help us to like show you how we can navigate that hard part and where we're not seeing any physical changes. We're going to talk about that today. All right. I mean, you guys also know if you've been around Simple Purposeful Living any length of time, I wanted to pick up a new habit, not only of walking, but also strength training and weights. But I'm also one that I just wasn't doing it when I got home from my walk. So I tried to think like, how can I kill two birds with one stone? By the way, that's a weird analogy, but it fits here. And so I ended up buying arm weights, little wrist weights that I wear. And I'm telling you guys, I just showed my family, my baby bicep muscles, there's some definition there. And I was so proud of myself. So simple steps, like I said, lead to purposeful progress. And little tweaks, as we keep talking about, really do help us go in the direction we want to go. Okay, so I'm going to first share with you some essential questions so that you get the right goals. These are kind of centered around SMART goals. So if you're familiar with SMART goals, these are going to sound familiar, but I just thought these would be important. So number one, your goals need to be measurable. Okay. You have to be able to measure success. So on our, we have that You Got This weekly notepad, and I'm measuring success on that notepad. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. But like I said, for example, this year I wanted to walk more consistently, and I've been slowly but surely upping my steps month over month. Remember, who wins the race? The tortoise, right? It's slow and steady wins the race. So I started at an average of 7,000 steps per day at the beginning of last year. Like, I wanted to just hit 7,000 steps because I had read a research study that said 7,000 steps was an active lifestyle, especially working from home. I don't have too much of a commute to my office every day. And then over month, I'd up it a little bit more to 7,500 and then 8,000 steps. And this month I'm at 8,500. I kind of just sporadically throughout the year added to that goal. Then every Monday, I set aside time to review my goals, and this holds me accountable. I love accountability. It gets a bad rap, but it's so good for us, and I can watch my progress. All right. And then I color in that progress on my goal setting notepad. And the cool thing is, I love to be able to see, I color in my weekly progress in a different color all month long. So red is week one, orange is week two, yellow is week three, green's week four. Five is blue if we have a five. But what's really cool is you can kind of start to see how little progress every week leads up to purposeful progress all month long. So you want to make sure that your goals are measurable, right? So like, I want to walk on average 7,500 steps a day. So I look at my watch and I divide out, like at the end of the week, it'll say like, you walk 63,000 steps. So I divide that by seven. Did I hit the goal? Did I not hit the goal? And I will color in a portion or all of it for that week in my goal setting plan or my goal setting notepad. So you need to make sure it's measurable. Like, eating less fast food is not going to be super helpful for you, right? But like, if you want to read four books this year or this month, like, that's measurable. Like, did you read four books or did you make progress towards reading four books? So make sure that they are measurable, your goals. The Simple Purposeful Living podcast is sponsored by the Simple Purposeful Living Shop. Our shop includes our best-selling 52-week meal planner and brain dump notepad, plus all of our other paper print products that help you simplify life on purpose. Visit the Simple Purposeful Living Shop at www.shop.simplepurposefulliving.com and use code PODCAST for 10% off your order. Number two, are your goals realistic? Hey, can you realistically, with the time and energy you have, meet the goal? If I set out to say, I'm going to walk 15,000 steps, that is not necessarily realistic or attainable for me in this season of life. Like, yes, I could do it, but I'm going to have to sacrifice other priorities. I probably am going to feel really defeated because it's such a drastic change to from where I am to where I'm going to go. So can I scale it back and make it more realistic? Something I found last year, especially with my professional goals, was I was setting myself up for defeat, right? Like, my goals were not necessarily realistic with the economy or with the current trajectory of where things are going. And every month I was doing that, I was just feeling super defeated. So make sure that your goals are realistic for the context and the season of life that you're in. It's also important to celebrate progress over perfection. I'm a huge proponent of celebrating all progress towards the goal, right? Like, not every month do I color in all 10 squares on my goal setting notepad. But did I color in some? Yes. And that means I made progress toward the goal. You know, I love the phrase, some is better than none. And perfection paralyzes us, but some progress is better than none progress, no progress, right? It's all moving us towards the trajectory and the point of life that we want to get to. So celebrating all progress is is important. Okay, number three, does your goal have a set time frame? Can you achieve your goals in the time you set? I like to have monthly goals because I like a shorter time frame. A year is a long time. Quite frankly, a month can be a long time. Sometimes when you're setting goals, a day or a week is more helpful because you can see progress, right? Like I always tell people, when I start a decluttering project, I don't just say, I'm going to declutter the kitchen, because let me tell you, that's going to take forever. But if I say, you know what, I'm going to declutter the junk drawer and the silverware drawer this week, I can do that. Like tiny, setting it up into smaller time frames where you can see progress is going to motivate you so much more than just saying, this year I'm going to walk more. Like that's super ambiguous, not measurable. And it's like not going to, is it realistic like time frame? Can you shorten it down, see progress, and make a new goal? The other thing that I alluded to here is, can you take a big goal and break it down? Like I said, like when I go about decluttering my house, I break it down into bite-sized pieces so that I can see progress. I love crossing things off a list, right? And so if I can break a big project into bite-sized pieces and cross things off as I go, I am way more motivated than that. And that's the same with goals. So if you have a huge goal, say you want to get, I'm just throwing this out there, like you want to read 50 books this year, okay? Okay, that's a lot of books, right? But what do I need to read this month? Okay, probably need to read 5 to 7 books this month to stay on that track. Okay, and that means probably 1 to 2 books a week. Okay, so I could start making, that feels doable, right? Like 1 book a week, I can read that, and that's going to add up. Now, here's the thing. What if you only get 4 books read this month? Is that still progress towards your goal? Absolutely. But breaking a big goal and breaking it down is really, really helpful. Okay, and then the last thing I want you to think about is, why are you setting the goal? Sometimes we just set goals because everybody else is setting goals, right? Like that's why so many New Year's resolutions center around health, because that's really just like pushed this time of year. But I have found that if you have a big goal, and it's important that you are not just setting goals for the sake of it. Meaningless goals are not going to be helpful to you in the long term. Given careful consideration, your goals should move you in the direction you want to go. A great example of this would be if you wrote down, drink 2 glasses of water a day. That's a great goal. If your goal is long-term good health, but you need to know why you're setting the goal. So ask yourself, why do I want to read 50 books a year? Because reading books is a way that I show myself care, and it's relaxing to me, and it's restorative to my soul. Great. That is why I want to read 50 books this year. Why do I want to walk 8,000 miles? Because 8,000 steps a day? Because walking is really good for my mental health, not to mention my digestion and my physical health. And so I want to prioritize that because that's really good self-care for me. Okay, when we know why we're setting a goal, that is super helpful. And because when we know why, when we've set our heart intention to that, we are way more likely to get a goal, to make that goal a reality, because it's going beyond just a I have to a I need to. This makes a difference in my life. Okay. So now that we know why and some questions we should ask, let's go through the step-by-step goal setting process. Number one, name your goal. Name what matters here. Now that you've thought about your goals and you've held them up to the questions listed above and you're ready to write some realistic goals, it's time to write down your goals on that goal sticky notepad, that You Got This Simple Purpose of Living notepad. When it comes to effective goal setting, remember, less is more. If you set 100 goals and only achieve 2 of them, you're going to be disappointed. But if you set 3 goals and achieve the same amount, 2 of them, you're going to be really excited, right? So remember, go small and see really purposeful progress. It's way more motivating, okay? Now, I left 10 spots on the goal sticky notepad. Do not feel the compulsion to fill all 10 spots in. I don't normally all month long. And make sure your goals are clear and achievable. This will help you to be able to measure them and see progress. Okay, then you're going to place your goals in the spot you can see them. I always keep my goals in my planner and I review them regularly. After you write down your goals, put them somewhere where you can see them, maybe on your bathroom mirror or in your planner. Here's the thing about anything in life: out of sight is out of mind. So I want you to keep your goals where you can see them as a visual reminder to help you hold yourself accountable, right? And then review your goals regularly. Have a set time in your week that you check in on your goals. For me, one of the first things I do, like I mentioned on Mondays, is to check in and see if I'm headed in the right direction with my goals. If I'm not making progress to my goals, I can say to myself, is this realistic? Is this something I still want to do? Do I have a good why? And if I'm not making progress, then I can also put that on my to-do list for the week. I need to work on this more this week. I haven't prioritized this. Like I said, for example, if I set a goal to read 2 books in a month, how much of that goal have I accomplished in a week? I've read half of a book, so my goal is 2 books in a month. I'd color in 20% or 2.5 squares of that 2 books for the month. So that's kind of how I color things in. You know, if sometimes it's either like a progress, a yes or a no. So like if I want to walk 8,000 steps a week, I would divide my 10 squares into how many weeks of the month. So if there's 5 weeks in the month, there'd be 2 squares per week. And then I'd color that in, yes or no. Did I get 8,000 steps? And sometimes I'll color it in like a percentage. Like, yeah, you know what? I got 7,500 steps instead of 8,000. So I'm going to color in like 75% of that thing. So I can see progress, even though I didn't quite meet the goal. Then when I come back to check my goals next week, I will shade in more as I've made progress. And I like to color it in a different color just so I can see that week over week progress. Seeing the different colors each week adds up is one of the best ways to keep me motivated. Simple progress leads to simple steps leads to purposeful progress. That's what's written on the notepad. I stand behind it. All right. So remember, when it comes to the goal setting process, keep it simple and give yourself grace. The goal of goal setting is just to move you toward a life that you want to live, right? Like these are goals that you've set. You know why? Because they're going to bring you more health, or they're going to help you care for yourself, or they're going to lead you to more professional success, whatever it is. Why are you setting goals? You want to live your life well and on purpose. I have set many a goal I did not achieve, and it's easy for me to focus on all I did not accomplish instead of celebrating what I did achieve. It's human nature, right? If 99 things are going well and one thing isn't, we're going to focus on the one thing that isn't. But when you look at your goal setting notepad, I want you to keep your eyes on the bigger picture, progress over perfection. Did you make progress towards your goals? Celebrating that success will take you much further in the long run than berating yourself for falling short. Goal setting takes practice. Like any other learned skill, it might feel uncomfortable at first, but with practice, it does get easier. One of the things, make sure you keep it where you can see it, so out of sight is out of mind. So your practical takeaway this week is, what is one goal that you're hoping to achieve this year, this month, or this week? Remember, if you're new to goal setting, try a weekly goal, see how it goes, and then go from there. I hope this is helpful as we look to simplify, streamline, and succeed in 2024. I'll be back with part 3 next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Simple Purposeful Living podcast. If you like this episode, it would mean so much if you'd share it with a friend or leave a quick rating and review so others can find our show. Until next time, you can find me at Simple Purposeful Living on Instagram and Facebook for some more encouragement and practical tips. You get one life, so let's enjoy it on purpose. Until next time, bye.